And let's go into the sixth chapter. Sixth chapter of Mark. Now, if I teach this, it won't preach it. I feel like there's something right here the Lord wants to speak to us and show us in these scriptures. Mark 6 and verse 31. And he, talking about Jesus, said unto them, to his disciples, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place. Where? A desert place. And rest a while. For there were many coming and going, but they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into, where? A desert place by ship, privately, and the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outran them, and came together unto him in that desert place. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with what? Compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is, third time, a desert place. Some people say there ain't nothing can come out of something dry, or an old dry desert. Just hang on here a minute. This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. It's getting late, Jesus. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. Matthew says they need not depart. Mark says Jesus said, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Matthew said that Jesus said to him, bring them hither to me. Bring it to me. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed. And he brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they did eat of the loaves. They that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Matthew said they was 5,000 men besides the women and the children. Praise God. All right, pray for my eyeballs. They're just wanting to go blurred. Hallelujah, but that devil's a liar. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The miracle of the loaves and the fishes. In this story, we have a multitude of sick and hurting needy people. It's a picture of broken humanity in need of a Savior. I see a mass of souls of all ages, both young and old. They're hungry and they're searching. Jesus looked out over the crowd and he was moved with compassion. He saw them as sheep having no shepherd, no one to teach them, no one to guide them, no one to help them, no one to care for them. Hallelujah. These people saw in Jesus every need. They knew that he cared. They were determined to follow him. If we have to, we'll follow the boat around the shore of Galilee, and we'll walk into a desert place to get to him. I know that he's got my need. And if I can get close enough to him to touch him, I know that I'll be all right. My life will be better. There were people in that crowd, they were hurting. There were bodies sick and afflicted, troubled in their minds and their souls. Jesus saw their desire. He saw their efforts. He heard their hearts' cries. We need help. Jesus and the Lord ministered to them, and he touched and he healed them. I don't know if anybody in this building can look back on your life and remember the times you felt like you was in a dry desert place. But oh, you pressed. You had a need in your life. You said, if I could just get where the Lord is, I know that he'll help me. And I know that he'll touch me. And I know that he'll supply my need. How many's got an effort and a desire? In one scripture in Matthew, I think it's 15, it said that Jesus left the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain. And there came unto him the halt, the lame, the maimed, the blind, and the withered. They came up into that mountain and he healed them. Sometimes we have to make an effort and say, I'm not giving up. I'm not letting up. I'm going to press and I'm going to go. If I have to follow Jesus and go into a desert place, you might say, they ain't nothing can come. Anything good out of a dry place. But that's what Jesus said. He said, bring those loaves and bring those fishes unto me, and you'll see the glory of God. I tell you, he's not limited. He can do all things. Hallelujah. There's only one thing that God can't do. There are two things. He can never lie, and he can never fail. If he's ever promised you, he'll come through, and he'll help you in the nick of time when it looks like there's no help and no hope around. It looks like the answer will never come. How many believe tonight all things are possible unto him that believeth, and nothing shall be impossible? That's what Jesus is saying. He said unto them, bring them hither to me. Would you like to have been there that late in that evening when Jesus took those five little loaves and he began to break them, and the disciples running up to him, and he would fill the baskets, and he broke the fish, and he gave thanks unto God, and he said, go feed them. I'm not going to send them back home unless they faint in the way. You came with a hungry belly, but I tell you, I can feel you and I can put my food in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. Come on.
How many knows we need to be taught?
Hey.
Hang on here a minute. I'm going to go somewhere.
Come on.
Bless him.
Notice, before Jesus ever feeds this hungry multitude, he teaches them many things.
Yes.
Jesus, in essence, was a saying to the multitude, I know that you're hungry and you're physically hungry for the natural, but I'm not sending you back weak and tired and empty in your stomach.
Right.
But before I feed you and let you go, I'm going to teach you the Word of God.
Amen.
That's a main thing in our life.
First and foremost,
is to have the Word of God and have Jesus to help us and teach us and guide us. I've got to tell you about my Heavenly Father and all about heaven. I came to give you the words of eternal life. Before Jesus ever blessed and break the loaves and the fishes to feed their stomach, he gave them the Word of God to live by. Now, when Jesus finished his teaching, he looked at his disciples and he said, give ye them to eat. The disciples said to Jesus, you want us to go buy some bread for this multitude? And Jesus said, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. They came back and they told him, five loaves and two fishes. Jesus said, bring them hither to me. What is this little bit among so many, Lord? Holy God.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now notice in this, I'm just laying a foundation. There has to be divine order. Anything you receive from God, and when you go to pray, when you go to seek Him, and you go to ask Him for something to help you, there has to be divine order.
Come on.
Jesus wants everything in order for us to obtain what He's got for us. Listen, to get anything from God, we have to obey Him. To have Him to help and supply our needs, there must be a divine order in order to be blessed.
Yes.
Jesus commanded the disciples to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass.
Right.
In companies. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. Whether they did it by age groups, I don't know, or by families, we do not know. But Jesus said, just follow what I tell you, and you'll see what I can do. Over on this side, there's 50. On this side, the disciples divide them up. There's 100 here. There's 100 here. There's 50 dinner. What kind of a mass crowd would there be, and how much of that land would be filled with the people in groups,
right,
of hundreds and fifties to make 5,000 men besides the women and children? Was it so the disciples wouldn't get confused on which ones they had fed? I don't know. They say, I fed this one over here. Peter said, I got this 50 over here. John said, I got all of this 100 over here. And they was able to distinguish which ones they fed.
Right.
Oh God, if we'll do what God says to do and put it in order, in time God will supply the need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh Lord. They had to be expectancy in this crowd.
Yes.
Here we sit and we're waiting. Just keep on waiting. Just believe and you won't be disappointed. God will not let you down. Jesus is getting ready to perform a miracle that both His disciples and the people will see to the extent that they will never, ever doubt. They could never doubt it. Or could they? If you will serve the Lord and obey Him, He'll come through and perform miracles and supernaturally supply needs that'll build our faith on down the road when we're in need again.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You will reach those times that you'll say, what am I going to do?
Yes.
Now here's where I'm going to get. You will reach times in your Christian life that you will say, what am I going to do?
Yes.
I felt the Lord right here. I see no way out. The enemy will say to you, there's no way for you.
Come on.
There ain't no way. It ain't going to work out.
Come on.
God knows when He knows how, when, and how to move. He knows where you are at.
Amen.
He knows your every need.
Yes.
Lord.
He can use the least things and multiply it and stretch it and increase it to fill every need in your life.
Yes.
He is the God of overflowing resources.
Yes.
You can never ever exhaust His riches. His mercies are everlasting. His grace abounds. His wells never go dry. I want to tell somebody here tonight, God knows exactly where you're at.
Come on.
He knows your need. You might feel like you're in a desert place and the enemy's just saying, how could it ever work out? I cannot see how that it could work out. What am I going to do? Those people were waiting. They were waiting for Jesus to break the bread and the loaves and bless it and send their needs to them, the food to them. What am I going to do? How many's ever been in a situation? You didn't know which way to turn. How's this going to work out? Lord, I got a need. It needs to be supplied. I'm looking into the future and I don't know how in the world I'm going to make it to get from here to there. Jesus said, bring it to me. Jesus has said, give it to me and put it in my hand and watch what I can do. How many knows he can still take his infinite and eternal hands and break and bless?
Amen.
He can still make a way when there is no way.
Yes.
Thank God he'll visit you in the least ways that you could ever expect. God can send somebody to you. God knows how.
Yes.
To work it out. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel him. I feel him. I feel him.
Come on.
Come on. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And they followed him. And they followed him. I want to tell somebody here tonight that Jesus is still the shepherd.
Amen.
And he looked out over that multitude and he was moved with compassion. He's just saying, I know where you're at. You ain't hid from my eyes. I know your need. I'm looking right down in your heart. I see the worry. I see the fear. I see your questions. You're trying to figure things out. And you're needing my help. Jesus was moved with compassion. He said to his disciples, look out there. Look at them. The young and the old.
Yes.
Look at them. Look at those that are hurting. Look at those that are troubled. I can see in that crowd some was weeping. Some was crying. Some was reaching.
Yes.
Some was looking and saying, when is it my turn?
Yes.
Come on. I can see way in the back. I can see them sitting in an F-50. And I'm looking way up front where Jesus is a breaking and a blessing. And they'll say, when is it my turn? When would he give me my need? When will it come through for me? When will it be my time? When will it be my turn? When will the Lord supply my need? Will he forgive me way out here in the outskirts? I'm way out here in this desert place. Does the Lord see me? Does the Lord care about me? Will I be left out? How can I make it? I'm gonna raise your little head in church. Hallelujah. Here tonight, Jesus knows. He sees. He cares about you. He's not lost one sheep, not one little lamb. You've been in the service for the Lord and you've served him for all of these months and these years. Do you think he'll fail you now? Do you think he'll walk off and leave you now? No. He cares about you with an everlasting love and a compassion. Every morning his compassions are fresh and new. Jesus sees you. He'll come by in the least little way that you think that he could never come by, and he'll use things. I'm telling you, he can take it and he can multiply it. Hallelujah, he'll supply the need.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Come on.
I know this ain't gonna be lengthy. Hang on just a second.
Jesus.
I know God gave this to me today. I wrote a poem. And I think the poem will do it. I could have just read the poem. If you ever get in a place you don't know what to do, put your faith in Jesus. I promise you, he'll come through for you. The place you're sitting may look hopeless and dry. Just look to those hands eternal. Your God will supply. Just ask the widow woman who was down to her last meal. My barrel never went empty. My God is real.
Yes.
A cruse of oil another widow poured and poured till every vessel was filled. And she saw the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
Now she had enough oil to pay her debt. My God has come through again. My need he has met. God's wells of salvation, the waters never run out. Child, stand on his word and his promises. Trust him, don't you ever doubt. Ask the children of Israel in the wilderness of a dry, thirsty land. From a rock, waters gush like a river at God's great command. God's children never went hungry. Each one of them were fed. Every morning they awoke, God sent them manna, that heavenly bread. Raise your little hand in the hallelujah. He promised you, hallelujah. He said, if you first seek me and the kingdom of God, he said, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or for what ye shall be clothed. He said, all of these things do the Gentiles seek. He said, but put me first. Hallelujah. All of these things shall be added unto you. I'm telling you, you might be in a dry place. You might be in a desert. But the Lord knows. Hallelujah. He can come right in them dry times. My Lord, they could probably told Moses, there ain't nothing to come out of that old big dry, hard, flinty rock. But Moses said, I've got to obey the Lord. The Lord that was crying for thirst. I said, Moses, you brought us out here and we're dying of thirst. Where is the water? I'm telling you, there's people saying within their heart, where is my need? Where is it I need? Hallelujah. Where's the water, Moses? And the Lord told Moses, he said, go over to that rock. Hallelujah. And smack the rock. It's a typification of Jesus being smitten upon the cross of Calvary and whipped and flogged. And can I tell you, the Son of God, there was a well opened up on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, and the water still flows. I said, the water still quenches the thirst of millions of souls. Hallelujah. Woo! It flowed like a river. Hallelujah. Through the desert.
Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Bible said in Isaiah, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and upon thy seed, and it shall spring up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you imagine? 40 years until they got to the border of Canaan. 40 years. Every morning, when the dew settled in the late night upon the ground all around their tents, it lets me know that Israel was God's Old Testament church. He never let them starve. Every morning, I can see a little child open up the tent flap and say, Daddy, it's here again.
Yes.
The little boy next morning rose around and says, Daddy, it's here again. We've never went hungry. How many can say God has brought me this far?
Amen.
And he ain't going to fail me now.
Yes,
he goes out there and he gathers a little coriander seed, manna, and the taste of it was like wafers and sweet honey. Oh, my goodness sakes. Can you imagine that? 40 years it didn't fail to ever fall to feed the multitude. Listen close. I'm not done right yet. 3 million of God's children, between 2 and 3 million, never starved, never went hungry. They never died of thirst in a waste howling wilderness. God spoke to all of the children of Israel. Here we go. In Deuteronomy 29. I have led you these 40 years in the wilderness Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. What was the Lord saying? When I called you, and when I brought you out and saved you, I started you out. How about that? When I saved you and I brought you out, I started you out to take you all the way. Amen. To take you all the way. I've never left you. I've never let you down. I've been with you the whole time. Even when you thought that I wasn't. My Jesus, Jesus, yes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes. And if I have brought you this far, I will take you all the way.
Yes.
Because that's my promise.
Amen.
You don't have to fear. Can God and will God still do it again today, church?
Yes.
He hasn't changed.
God is not limited. You cannot exhaust him. He can even bend the laws of nature and make something come out of nothing for a child of God. He can speak to a fish and cause it to swim right to the bottom of the seabed to an ancient shipwreck and pick up a gold coin in its mouth and tell it which way to go and to swim and what shore to go to and bring it up to the top of the water and in a flapping like this and deliver it to Simon Peter and spit it out in his hand. Go pay your taxes, Peter.
Yeah, go pay your taxes.
Feel the Lord. What would you do? You is hard up. Man, I don't know what I got on there, but I ain't never seen a fish like this. Something's wrong with his mouth. Pulls that thing in there and raises it up. Simon Peter, I don't know who was with him, if anybody's with him or not. He said, my goodness, man, there's something in this thing's mouth. He took that hook out of there and a big, nice gold coin just popped right out of its mouth.
Mercy.
How many knows God will help you in your money, finances, and help you pay your bills? I felt the Lord. The Lord will make a way when there doesn't look like there will be any way. God will bend the laws of nature and create something. He created it all in the beginning to start with. Hallelujah to God. He'll do it again. I believe the ovens in heaven are still right there. Jesus could bake more bread if he wanted to.
Yes.
Come on for his children.
Amen.
Listen. God knows who. God knows where you are. Our God knows when and how to take care of you. Trust him. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? When Israel wanted meat with their bread in the wilderness, they asked this question, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Oh, yes, right out here in the dry desert. Oh, yes, he can. He can create something out of nothing and send it to you from a most unlikely place you wouldn't even have dreamed of or thought about.
Right.
Here we go. I never knew. I read this scripture many times, but I never saw it until I studied this lesson. Are you ready? Never saw it. Numbers 11:31, when they said, can God do it? Can he furnish a table in the wilderness? We want some meat to go with this bread. Listen to this, and I'll let you go. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea. Where?
From the sea.
That don't make sense. Honest it doesn't. I mean a big wide sea. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from where?
The sea.
I can understand if he brought in a million pelicans.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Listen to me. There went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side of them and as it was a day's journey on the other side round about the camp, 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. That's 3 feet deep of quails meat to eat. That was 3 feet deep.
Thank you, Lord.
And everybody in that group, 2 to 3 million people, how much would it take to feed 2 to 3 million Israelites? And that one little tent right here. And the Lord sent a wind and brought the quail from the waters from out over the sea and let them fall upon the camp. Come on, a day's journey this away. A day's journey is 25 to 30 miles. 25 to 30 miles in 3 foot deep of quail.
Right, right.
Don't you tell me all things are possible. I'm telling you, God can do it, and He can create it, and He knows exactly how, and He knows where to meet you and to bring it to you that hard and supply your need. Give Him a wave offering in the house. Hallelujah. He'll do it. And He'll never fail. Glory to God.
Yes.
And a day's journey going this way. Hallelujah. 25 to 30 miles and round about the camp. And they ate until it ran out of their nostrils. Don't you tell me that the Lord would love Israel in the Old Testament more than He would Jesus Christ, His church.
Yes.
He loves us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes.
Yes. Would you stand with me?
Oh.
Lord. Jesus. Went forth a wind from the Lord and brought the quail from the sea. Brother Ron, I said, where in the world? How come I never noticed that before? From the sea, in the most unlikely place. You might think and never be able to notice and never be able to think they would come from this direction or maybe come from this person. But God sees.
Yeah.
I said, God sees.
Yeah.
Come on now. Praise the Lord. How many can say, I'm right here, Brother Tommy, by the grace of God. He's never let me down. I've never starved. I came in here clothed.
Yeah.
I've had food to eat today. And I believe I'll have it tomorrow. Let's find a place right here. Come on. Some of us has got questions and you're looking out in the future and it seems hopeless. It seems like a dry place. It seems like, Lord, how could it ever be? How would it ever work out? Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Come on, children. Oh, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. It'll work out. God sees you and He's still moved with compassion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is the supplier. Jesus is the need provider. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. He's the way maker. Come on, I'm telling somebody, don't fear. Fear not. Don't doubt right now. Don't doubt out. Come on. The Lord will make a way for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just what he said, my God.